The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Welcome to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. The best. We're out there. We have shows like Locked and Loaded, On Point with Victor, and a whole host of amazing other shows that you should be listening to. And if you're not a contributor, you need to get your ads on this station because you know what? We are the conservative routine. This is where reality meets the road. That's why it's called Bite of Reality. So, we're going to begin today with live from New York. We're going to do a short rhyme time for you because I know the station owner still loves it. So here we go. Let's get right into it. Useless idiots are all around the town. Their minds aflame, their hearts unbound. They dance and chant chaos, fueled by their spite, seeking destruction of America in the dead of night. Their eyes ablaze with sick, twisted glee. They are the usurpers of reason. They should not roam free. Ignorance their banner and hate is their creed. They are burning sanity's bridges. They are planting their wicked seed. In shadows they gather the idiots abound, a malevolent crowd, burning torches in hand, shouting their vile vows out loud. They lack reason and logic. They trample and scorn, terrorists fanning the flames, watching the world mourn. These imbeciles revel in chaos, their laughter a curse. Blinded by rage, they ride chaos through the American universe. Useless idiots, their names etched in smoke. Destruction, their only purpose, the insanity they provoke. But listen closely, for whispers of the end remain. Hope should not be your silence, a flicker of intellect. It's just a refrain. The wise and the sane, they must stand their ground, protecting the cities, protecting America's universities from the unsound. For every fool, there's got to be a hero yet unseen, quickly repairing the stitching, the fabric of society in between. Their hands must mend where the terrorist others tear apart. Useless idiots' follies, the world now a canvas for their art. So let them rage, these idiots' misguided souls. Their flames will soon die out and fade as the new dawn unfolds. But if we let them continue the chaos, no intelligent seeds will grow. A wiser society will them let loose. No one will ever know. For useless idiots, though they may eventually burn, their legacy fleeting, their chaos continues. We cannot let them return. The conservative intellectuals must push back. We must drown out the fray. America is lost. You useful idiots. America has indeed lost its way. When terrorists reign free and riot, parents at school boards are arrested instead. It is a sign that America's leadership are now all sick in the head. Mob rule must not be permitted if they continue, you see. The terrorist activity will become more violent. Death will be coming for thee. It's now apparent we have forgotten the terrorist attacks of 9/11, 2001, when all the warnings were present. They were all in front of us, all under the sun. We failed to put the dots together. We could not have been more stupid. It's time to lose the senility and get a strong leader. It's time to get Biden booted. If you once believed in America, it's time to take a stand. Time to get Trump back in office and straighten out this land. The path we are now on can only lead to one outcome. Add up Biden's accomplishments for 3.5 years. It's still zero sum. It's America fighting for its own survival this time. The idiots and incompetents in office, what they're doing to the U.S. is a crime. They took our money. They're taking more and more each day. We, the people, have the power. It cannot be the other way. Our founders knew the frailties of a democratic republic as they formed. We now have the idiot protesters. They are so ignorant, simply not informed. So we suspected coordination of the Democratic operatives and media each week. It is now discovered. It's true. They secretly meet to determine what lie they will tell America. No truth do they seek. There is no honor, no boundary the lamestream media will not go down to. This country's criminal operatives against Trump, there is no crime they will not do. Terrorism turns violent when you give it room to grow. America's lack of leadership, it's the cause. That's a fact we now know. We can't continue to be stupid and act like there are no consequences for bad policy. We have forgotten September 11th, the day the terrorists won. We must save ourselves. Yes, our democracy. From the economy to the society, things under Biden are crumbling fast. If we don't get our head out of our butts now, America won't last. We the people must be smarter. We hired a president that reads the teleprompter word pause. We need to get a real leader back so we can pursue the true American cause. If you like the world burning, chaos in the streets, crime out of control, go ahead. Keep Biden in office for 4 more years. Downhill spiral, America will continue to roll. Change course now or lawfare will continue to infect our country's legal system. America is being destroyed. America under Biden is in fact the real victim. So I thought a lot this week about what's going on our college campuses. And it came to me in the middle of the night. No, it wasn't something else. It came to me in the middle of the night, a story in my head, and I'm going to tell it to you now. It's a story about the terrorist painter. And here's how it goes. In the beginning, an artist begins to paint a picture they imagined in their inner mind. Then they grab a canvas, brushes and paints, and begin to create what they have conceived. Some artists will create an evil picture, which will bring chills to those who could not imagine what evil the artist could create. In 1993, the terrorists tried to take down the Twin Towers and fail. But was it just a test for the real picture of evil to come on September 11, 2001? The day in American history where all the red lights were also flashing red and all pieces of the evil plan, the mere picture, they were all present. No one ever envisioned such an evil picture, which that day killed 2,977 innocent victims. We did not see it coming, and we completely missed the dangerous lethal attack coming. Completely. Wasn't even a close call. Look closely at the picture now. Look at what is happening today in America. Today on your federally funded terrorist encampments, masquerading as university of radical teaching and thinking. But they're not even masquerading anymore. They're not even hiding it. It's out in the open. You can see the pictures in front of your face. Yet you claim you cannot see it. That's the problem. You don't recognize it. Or do you just choose not to see it? Same results. When terror strikes in the heart of America, it will be the same result. So we can look at that picture now and see it, or we could ignore it until it strikes us and destroys us. And then, only then, will we push back enough to stop the stupidity. This needs to be stamped out. And I'm going to jump into this further on during the program. So this week, here is part of the issue in our government. We have people with turnip brains, dolts, absurd, brainless, just dumb people who we as Americans put into office. Were they the ones who spent the most money? Were they the ones who told us what we wanted to hear? So it's a story about Benny and the Lynch Mob. No, it's not the song. It's the Benny and the Lynch Mob Thompson on the road again. And that's not a song reference either. I suggest we pull his brain out, rewire it because it's defective, and then pull his security and see how he likes it. And then we will see what America is like for him. This guy's an imbecile. Why am I upset about this guy? I'll tell you why. Because this moron actually put forth the principle to pull the Secret Service from President Trump. Yes, that wasn't something that somebody made up. This is this moron, Benny Thompson, the leader of the January 6th lynch mob. He called for the tearing away of the presidential protection. Now, did we do that for, Obama? Did we do that for Joe Biden? Did we do that for, oh, I don't know, Bill Clinton? No. Why? Because it's just a dumbass idea. Okay? This is ridiculous. They aren't even hiding it anymore. These stupid baboon morons. I don't even know what to call them anymore. I know what I'd like to say, but they're out of their minds. And we, the people, put them there. You know, this moronic clown comes out and says something like that. Because what? Because he thinks it's going to pull off. He thinks he's going to get attention for this from the left. Okay? And I don't care, quite frankly, there has been some comments about him. I don't care whether he's blue, white, green, purple. He's an idiot. Okay? The people in his district need to understand. If you think he represents the American interest, you're wrong. You should just probably join Hamas then if you think that's what you think. It's ridiculous. This is a guy who's an imbecile. And this is the guy who represents you in your district. Keep that in mind when you next go to vote. Now, let's look at some other accomplishments under the Biden administration. Because I was looking to see, okay, maybe he did something that was good. Well, I don't see it. I don't find it. The economy's crumbling. The numbers are worse. They keep modifying the numbers 3-4 months later when they go up and up because they report them lower. So this week, we finally passed the foreign aid bill. And I was amazed at how much money we are putting towards the southern border as part of this $95 billion bill. Because after all, it's about the borders in countries and protecting the borders in countries and making them sovereign countries. But wait a second. Out of that $95 billion, that's a bunch of it's going to Ukraine. The majority of it's actually going to Ukraine. Okay? And I understand that. That's a good point. We need to protect Ukraine. Okay? Russia went in. Had Biden had half a brain, which we now know he does not, he would have realized that when 125,000 troops were amassing on the Ukrainian border from Russia to do something. And quite frankly, it would have never happened under Trump. And I'm going to keep telling you that because that's the reality that we're living in. Okay? How many wars under Trump? Zero. How many under Biden? Oh, it's three and going right now. We're going for a fourth one soon. You wait. How's Haiti doing? Oh, yeah, that's out of the news already. Yeah, we just sent them some guns. Don't worry. What could possibly go wrong there? So how much was for the southern border in the United States? Because we're a sovereign nation. Or at least we used to be. Oh, zero. $0. Does anyone in this country understand that we are $34.6 trillion in debt and we are funding other nations with our debt? Does anyone else see the stupidity here, or is it just me? And the bill that forces divesting China of TikTok, this is our crisis in America. Okay? TikTok. Divesting TikTok. There you go. So this is what we're focusing on. Don't focus on the freaked up healthcare system where you're paying $10,000, $12,000, $14,000 a year to be covered, and then they don't cover anything. And they make decisions based on never having seen the patient, never having seen you, never having seen anybody. I had a friend of mine who was just denied having a CAT scan or an echocardiogram because they didn't see the medical necessity. But these are people sitting in an office for an insurance company, and his doctor says he needs it, but yet he can't get it. Because, no, I take that back. He can go get it, but his insurance isn't going to cover it, which basically means you're not getting it. Okay? So why is it? Why is it that this government is so out of control? We just keep paying for everyone else's security in the world without a dime for our own. Where are the Republicans jumping up and down? This is Dumb and Dumber running this country. And it's both. We have an old senile guy, an incompetent fool in the White House, and an incompetent bunch of people in the Senate and in the Congress. Because they are not doing the people's business. They're doing monkey business and their own business. Whatever happened to divesting in China? Did you ever try to get a drug lately? Maybe they have it in stock, maybe they don't. Why is that? Because we don't make anything in this country again. And as we sell off the rest of what's left of America to Japan now in the steel industry. Yeah, you didn't hear about that on your lamestream media, did you? Welcome to that. So now let's go down, as long as we're continuing about the border. So El Paso is El Cabeza Loca. Let me say that for my friend from On Point. El Paso es El Cabeza Loco. The judicial system is sick. Corrupt and pathetic legal minds have melted like ice cream on a hot sunny day. An El Paso judge decided to drop state charges for 140 migrants accused of riots participating while allegedly crossing the border illegally. Now, I saw the alleged tape of the riot at the border when they trashed through the concertina wire, smashed through the Texas National Guard and the border guards to the second fence, and then went through that. And here's the problem I have. This judge, Judge Ruben Morales, dropped the state charges. And you know the feds aren't bringing the charges because this is Air Biden. We just fly them around the country, drop them off, give them free everything, free housing. I'm going to get rid of my American citizenship and fly into Mexico, rip up my passport, and then come across the border and say, I'm here from Venezuela. And now I'm going to get everything for free, free housing, free food. You get gift cards. And the genius in New York, Mayor Adams, $53 million. And how about Chicago? Do you need your millions of dollars that you paid in taxes to possibly go to your own community? Welcome to Chicago and New York, California, and the rest of the blue. Because we take your money that you pay into this country and we put it towards people who are not supposed to be in this country. That's right. They're not migrants. They're not aliens. They're criminals because they broke into this country. This is the same stupidity that we have with the squatting laws, although that's changing now. They did away with that. Why? Because it's dumb. It's stupid. But it took us a year, 2 years, 3 years to figure this out. Why? Why are we so stupid? Under the terms of the law, if you break into somebody's house, you're a victim, right? No, you're not a victim. You're not supposed to be in landlord-tenant court for a summary proceeding that could take a year or two. Why? Because you don't belong in the house. Therefore, you should get arrested for trespassing. So this judge in Texas decides there's no probable cause. Anyone with a third grade education and a brainstem that is still functioning would see that there's obviously probable cause based solely on the video to have them arrested and held. But the problem is this judge is an abysmal failure of the legal system to appoint an unqualified person to a position of power and the resulting chaos in the system. It's the destruction of America continuing. If you have a dumb populace and idiots in charge, you have an idiocracy. That's what we have now. So while we're talking about idiocracy and the abysmal failure of the legal system, it runs me right into what I next up. Next up on our serve it up for reality, bite of reality here, the trumped up, what I call Crush Trump trial began on Monday. It's now into its eighth day here. The focus of the word of the day was conspiracy. This is one huge problem. There's absolutely no mention of any charge. If you look at the documents, the charging documents, whereas I've told you before, if you take a salami and cut it up into 34 pieces, you do not have 34 salamis except under Alvin Bragg's rule of law in New York. There is no rule of law anymore. They're making it up as they go. This is a huge problem. So not absolutely a scintilla of anything in the charging documents of a conspiracy in the indictment. Are you freaking kidding me? What do you think, the American people are stupid? No, only half of this country apparently are. So the opening statements, gets even better. You want to tell me that they've been telling me that there's no coordination whatsoever between the Biden administration and any one of these little cornball cases from Fulton County, Georgia, all the way to New York, to D.C. Oh, no coordination whatsoever. So let me give you this little tidbit because I'm sure the lamestream media never reported it. The opening statements of the Crush Trump trial in New York was given by Biden's Matthew Colangelo. Now, who's Matthew Colangelo, you say, right? He was third in command at the DOJ. He left this really cushy job, that's a very sought-after job, to become a line prosecuting attorney in the DA's office in Manhattan. Am I to believe this? In December of 2022, he decided to get down there and just give up his cushy job at the DOJ? Uh-huh. That's what they want you to believe. So he joined the Department of Justice after Biden gets in. How bizarre. What serendipitously he just happens to get on the Alvin Bragg team to prosecute Trump. Is this bizarre and ridiculous, or just bizarre or ridiculous? Well, so being number three at the DOJ, you went to become a line attorney in the prosecutor's office. That seems to me hokey. Not Governor Hochul, hokey. Tell me, if this isn't a coordinated effort by the Biden administration, they can't beat him at the ballot box, folks. They just can't. They cannot. They will get destroyed, I think. But if they tar and feather him enough, and you know what I'm talking about, they're going to try to damage him with everything they can, regardless of whether or not this case is overturned. And Judge Marchand, quite frankly, he's beyond Banana Republic right now. He is making ridiculous judicial decisions. The fact that this case actually even got to a jury is bizarre. Because first of all, you tag a misdemeanor, which has a 2-year statute of limitations, and turn it into a felony. And you tag it on to that felony, what they call bootstrapping. But yet the felony was never disclosed in the charging documents. And 8 days into the trial, there's been no mention of any crime. Okay, that's great. So what did they do? So they confirmed that he allegedly paid off Stormy Daniels to not give out her story. But then they also confirmed that this paper, National Enquirer, has been doing this for years for a whole bunch of guys. Tiger Woods, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Rahm Emanuel. It's called catch and kill. It's not illegal. Is it sleazy? Yeah. Well, you know what? If you want to keep it away from your wife and your kids and you don't want to put them through that, listen, we all know just the allegation these days in stupid land is enough to put somebody in jeopardy. Look what happened with Russia. Was anyone ever held accountable for that? And here's the thing that really pisses me off. Think about this for a second. Hillary Clinton put down and paid for the Steele dossier. We all know that now. The DNC and Hillary Clinton's campaign paid for the Steele dossier. They knew it was fake. They paid for it. And the Federal Election Commission went and looked at that, and they said, well, yeah, okay. So you paid for it out of your campaign, and that was an illegal method of contribution from the campaign. And what did they do? Did they indict them? Are they on trial? No. They gave them a fine. But here's the difference. That was election interference. That was election interference. Because they knowingly put forth a fake document, paid for it, bought it, and put it out and published it everywhere. And everyone else who took part in that, that was the conspiracy to commit fraud. The conspiracy to commit fraud upon the American people. The same way that when Biden's laptop came out, Hunter Biden, and all that juicy stuff came out, 51 experts said it's not real, when they knew for a fact it was real. They knew right off the bat it was real. But they said it wasn't. Why? Is that election interference? No? Wait a second. How is Trump under indictment and no one else is? Because the Banana Republic begins. This week, justice died. It's dead. The objectivity has been confirmed killed. The country is now on radical life support. What is that? We'll now be subject to more riots, civil unrest this summer. And guess what? They are pushing for another lockdown come November. You watch. Because the Democrats are masters at the mail-in ballots and coming up with mail-in ballots. And they just keep going after this. They just, listen, if they could beat him at the box, at the ballot box, they would, right? But instead, they know that their brainless puppet, who they want in there, everybody's saying, why do they want Biden in there? Because he's controllable. They can make him do or say anything. The guy's reading the directions for, like, stage directions off the teleprompter as part of his speech. It's bizarre. It is totally bizarre. But here we go. let's continue with the bizarreness, and I'll jump back into the trial maybe if we have time. So right now in America, we are at the precipice of destruction. Why is that? We must now confront the fascist universities and demand that no federal funds, zero federal funds or aid, be allowed to flow to them. It's time to assess the consequences for any form of discrimination. I find it totally freaking amazing and so angering to me that if one-tenth of this animosity or threats were directed at any LGBTQR, XYZ, whatever it is now, this group, or the Muslims, or any other minority group, they would have already had FBI investigations. They would have had the Department of Injustice all over them. Investigations, arrests, flooding the FBI agents into the area to sweep up the threatening parties. But because it's against the Jews, it's okay. Keep that in mind, you moron Jewishness. You people who vote the Democratic Party line, which most Jews do, continue to vote for the incompetent Democratic administration, such as Biden, AOC, and the rest of the squad members who you are endorsing to hate the Jewish people. If you hate yourself so much, vote Trump. Vote Trump if you hate yourself so much. That's right. You cannot be this stupid. The Jews in this nation must stand, and they must stand for themselves. When you are compliant, you're right. You are the problem. And now America has another problem. Who's paying the bill for the millions and millions of dollars that it's costing New York City and other cities and other colleges and the schools to arrest these people? And the fact is that the defective morons like Alvin Bragg, he will not lift a finger to prosecute them. And guess what? They're going to wipe out everything that's caused by their criminal conduct. Zero culpability, folks, for criminal conduct will lead to more severe incidents of the same crap. It's the same thing that we don't do. We don't have culpability for your conduct. And that is bizarre to me. For an alleged smart university, they're a bunch of pretty pathetic dumbasses, aren't they? Why would any university even consider negotiating with a bunch of terrorists? That's what Columbia did. Oh, we're going to give them another 48 hours. Really? If the KKK or the Proud Boys showed up on campus, would they give them another 48 hours? I can bet the National Guard would be in there in about 20 minutes. But the mimicking of the pathetic, it's indescribable, quite frankly. These what used to be elite universities are just indescribably mimicking the pathetic, feckless administration currently occupying the White House. And they're masquerading. And they're masquerading as the government. They couldn't manage a grocery store correctly. But we have allowed this to fester, and it's an infection. And it's getting worse. It has killed this country, and we sat here. We're still sitting here, and we're letting it happen. But no one really cares in the United States administration. They're fostering it. Jews, get out of here. Better wake up. So we're going to take a short break. Let me calm down, and we'll see you on the other side of the break. Stand by for Bite of Reality.
Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry, I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back with America's Web Radio. You're listening to Mark the Shark with Bite of Reality, live from New York. Semi-live, I guess. New York? Oh, that's an interesting system, right? So right before the break, we were talking about the incompetent president and his ridiculous administration. Its attitude not only towards Israel, it's Israel's downfall. The United States has one particular democracy in the Middle East, and there's one place, Israel. They are in a really bad neighborhood, quite frankly. And I'm sure if they had to redo this over again, maybe they would have chosen a different neighborhood to set up camp. But you know what? Be it as that may, they're there. Okay? And here's the great thing. And this is where everybody is looking around and saying to themselves, okay, we're out of our minds, right? No, we're not out of our minds. Here's what's going on. In the Middle East, under Trump, the Abraham Accords, everything was coming together. They are finally realizing in the Middle East that guess what? We need to start working together because the real enemy in the Middle East is Iran, except under the Biden and Obama administrations. They're loving Iran. They gave them billions of dollars. We just gave them another $10 billion. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's for humanitarian aid. Well, hey, geniuses, if I have $50 that I have to spend on food or weapons, and you give me $50 to spend on food, where do you think that $50 is going to go? Towards the weapons. But yet somehow or another, the genius bar of the Biden incompetent administration can't understand that fact. Every time I keep saying they can't be this stupid, they are. They're the real danger to America, is an incompetent administration. So under Trump, what was going on? Peace was breaking out all over the world. Amazing, wasn't it? The Middle East, the Abraham Accords, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, they were all getting together with Israel. And they're saying, you know what? With your technology and our hard working, we can all get together and we conceivably form a partnership and economic benefit for our people. Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be great? It is great. It's amazing. And they were doing it. So what happened then? Well, Biden got in. How we got in? Well, I won't go there again. If you want, go back, find my archives, and you'll hear me on that election. You know, 130% of your population in Chicago votes. That's a neat trick. That's a pretty interesting trick. You know, a lot of dead people. You know, they used to say now, don't let me die and become a Democrat. You know, or don't let me die and vote Democratic. Listen. These are the idiots who are running this country right now. This is for real. This is for real. And here was the great thing I thought about this week. The DOJ, the investigations into the terrorist organizations, right? This is the second tier of the overthrow of the U.S. government, quite frankly, the way I see it. This is going to lead to tremendously violent and chaotic demonstrations, whatever you want to call them. I call them riots, but they call them demonstrations. This is the end of what's left of the country. This is where they want to go. And here's the real key to this disaster. And here's what really kind of caught me by, wow, I cannot understand what was going on. Okay, here it is. This week, Christopher Wray, now, he's the head of the FBI. He actually stated to Congress that his department doesn't monitor riots or protests. Is he for real? Is this the guy leading the FBI now? There are people running around this country saying, I am Hamas, and he's not monitoring them, and he's not looking into them, and he's not arresting them. I'm sorry. If you say, I'm Hamas, is that not probable cause to say you're with the terrorist group? It's called a party admission against self-interest. But I guess the rules only apply to nobody when you're a Democrat. It's amazing. They said, remember, the adults were back in the room. We were going to have a semblance of normalcy. If this is normal, get me out of this picture. Okay? Put me back into the Trump chaos. Because you know what? My paycheck, my take-home pay actually was able to take me home. These days, my take-home pay doesn't even take me home. And I understand from a lot of the people out there who are being silenced that that's the same problem. And here's the giant problem, and this is the big thing, and I've talked about it before. Trump made a huge mistake in office. He thought that he could work with the establishment. He had no idea how deep the infection ran. And you know what? When you have a cancer, you got to cut it out. You got to get rid of it. Otherwise, it infects the entire body. And that's what's going on right now in the United States. We are being infected. We're being infected. This is basically an infestation. It's got to be taken out. It's got to be eradicated. If you have any hope of continuing as quote-unquote America, this infestation is, it's a crazy ideology. It's got to be destroyed before it affects the rest of the system. It's getting there. It's getting very close. You need to get to the voting box on November 5th before November 5th if you can, because now we have voting season. We no longer have voting day. This is great, isn't it? You have a voting season, so you can vote anytime for like 6-8 months. It's awesome, isn't it? It's great. But why do we allow this to happen? Well, it's because the left's in charge. The deep state, remember, no deep state. There is a deep state, folks. This system is now corrupt and broken. And it just cannot withstand the onslaught, which is, it's destroyed America's dream. It's literally destroyed the American dream. And it started at the fascist universities. They're in full meltdown right now. Columbia University cannot protect its Jewish students. You want to bet that they'd have the National Guard there if a bunch of KKK guys were running around trying to get other people or trying to get Muslims? They'd have everybody there. But these feckless university jerkers, these feckless jerks, they each jerk each other around saying, oh, we're going to try to figure this out. What should we do? Hey, imbeciles, if you can't figure this out, you're not a leader. It's clear. Any student who engages in a threatening condition, threatens other students, impedes and obstructs other students, calls for the death of other students, would be immediately thrown off campus, arrested, and done. Expelled. Finished. Put that down. Put that down. And you know what? These protests are over. Because all these imbeciles, all these dolts who are in these idiotic universities, there was an interview, and I have to tell you about this, because if I didn't see it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed it. Could be a deep fake, but I don't think so. They were interviewing a female student at one of the riots. And it was really clear. They said, well, why are you out here rioting? And she said, well, because of, and she turns to her other friend and she says, well, why are we want, what are our demands? What do we want here? And she goes, well, we're rioting against the fascists. Well, what does that mean? What do you want? And then she goes to a third girl. So you have these imbeciles on campus, these elite universities, which quite frankly are nothing more than the terrorist fascist university they are now visible as. Okay. They are making America haters. They're putting out people, and it starts from the professors. It didn't start just out of their little homegrown deal. It starts with the professors who hate America. Hey, I have a really simple solution. If you hate America, get out of America. Leave. Go. Go back to where you want. Go wherever you want. Leave America. If you don't love America, get out. This is our country. We are all Americans. We all got kicked out of the best countries in the world. And we are all here. But we all became American. We melded as a society. We melted together. The great melting pot. Remember that? Remember every day you got into the classroom and you said the Pledge of Allegiance to the American flag? There are people actually out there who are triggered by the American flag. They feel intimidated. You know what? Go intimidate yourself somewhere else. Go hide in your little safe space. Get your crayons. Draw some pictures. Make yourself happy. But leave. Don't get in our faces. This is America. This is everyone in this nation is part of America. And if you don't want to be part of America, then just get out. People like AOC, the agent of chaos, as somebody called them this week, or this thing. I mean, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, her daughter got arrested. Oh, she's never been so proud of her. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you something. I would have gotten arrested. My father would have beat the living daylights out of me. And you know why I didn't get arrested? Because I'm not a dumbass. Because if you believe in something, and here's the other thing. If you believe in something, if you believe that wholeheartedly that you are in favor of a terrorist organization, then you know what? Stand up there. Let me see who the freak you are. Take your little facial mask off, you dirtbags. Why are you hiding your identity if you're so proud of being Hamas? Because you're a dirtbag. Because you're a lowlife. Because you're a chicken you know what. because you don't have the guts to stand up and say, yes, it's me. No, you'd rather stand behind your little keyboard, or you'd rather stand behind your little mask and say, oh, you can't see who I am. And we in the stupid imbecile system, we spend millions of dollars sending cops there to arrest them, and an hour later they're out back at the revolution. Because there are no consequences. Zero consequence. The same thing that we have for every Democrat who committed a crime under the Trump administration, yelling all day long, like Adam Schiff, about Russia, Russia, Russia. I have the evidence in this envelope. And you keep hearing me say that because you must realize what went on. So when we sit back and watch this from our living rooms without going out and confronting these imbeciles face to face, this is exactly what I spoke about last week. The useful idiots in America. The alleged elite universities, obviously with the IQs of turnips. This is an outrage, and every American should be stomping up and down and pushing back. And I got to tell you, I think it's time to start pushing back. And not just pushing back, but pushing back 10 times harder. Because you know what? Yeah, there's free speech, but you can't go into a theater and yell fire. Why? Because that is a dangerous situation. When you say to someone, go back, go home, you're a pig. We're Hamas. You identify with the terrorist organization. You're a threat to America. And that, my friends, is a crime. And if we don't start recognizing this and enforcing it, that itself is a crime. And it only festers. If you get mold and you let it grow and grow and grow, it's going to grow everywhere. And this is what's going on. It started in a little university, right? The little university protest. And now what's all of it's all over the place. Why? Because someone is funding it. Who's funding the terrorists? Who's conspiring to do this? Because it was very interesting. And I had somebody point this out. I was watching, I think it was, MSNBC, or MSDNC as I call it. They had pictures of the different campuses. And almost every one of these campuses had the same tents. And I thought that was kind of bizarre. And then I heard some other newscasters talking about it. Why aren't we tracking that down? Why aren't there investigations as to who's funding these protests and riots? And why don't we send them a bill for the millions that we're spending on police? Why? Because we're dumb. And not us, the American people, because we're upset about it. I'm upset about it. The people we put in power, they're the dumb people. The people we put in power, I got to tell you, we need to get smarter. If we're not getting smarter, stop complaining, sitting around your bedroom, your living room, and yelling. And I yell at the TV. I admit it. But now I'm getting out. I'm here. I'm putting my word out there for you. For you, maybe I could switch. Maybe I could switch one mind. Maybe there's still something savable in your brain that says, you know what? He's making sense. You know, rather than be like the Biden administration, they're always 40 days late and a dollar short, or in this case, $34.6 trillion, but we're going to keep spending. They're very quietly condemning it. And what did, you know, this was great. The other day, Biden said, I understand the Hamas people and I condemn the violence on the universities, but I also condemn the people who don't understand what's going on in Hamas. Well, isn't that the Charlottesville moment? Yeah, I think it is. Where that double standard, where they yelled about, why was it such a big thing when Trump said, yeah, there were intelligent people on both sides. Now, Biden came out and said, there were intelligent people for Hamas? Am I missing something? Hey, Joe, did you forget about the 139 hostages still held? Or did we forget about that? Because it doesn't fit the stupid narrative. There's 139 hostages still held. Five of them are Americans. What are we doing about it? I haven't heard diddly squat from any of this administration. And that dangerous fool, Blinken, Anthony Blinken, yeah, he's like KJP, Flopsy Mopsy in the White House. She's got the brain of a fly lately. I really thought a little bit more of her because at least she could read her binder. Now she just says, well, I'm not going to comment on that. Well, you're the secretary. You're the spokesperson for the White House. You're not going to comment on that? Oh, the most transparent administration in history. Oops, I guess that opaqueness just came out, huh? This is exactly why we are in three wars right now. Exactly. And we're about to start a fourth. Because when you have feckless incompetency of a supposed leader in the White House. It's ridiculous. This is what causes the problem. And you know what? Guess what? The emperor has no brain. It's not a matter of clothing. He has no brain. And the fact that we fell for it makes us dumb and dumber. It makes us dumber than he is, practically. It's got to stand up, America. We got to believe in America. You have the right to be whoever you want to be. But if you don't have the right to prevent others, someone else from doing that. And what am I talking about? Well, Colombia just went virtual. Why? Because they want to avoid having culpable conduct have consequences. When you riot on a campus, you would have consequences. Why? Why is this leadership so afraid of taking a stand? Isn't that what leaders do? They take a stand. They guide people. They are supposed to be the L-E-A-D-E-Rs, the leaders, but they're not. They're just a bunch of fools who they put in an office and said, here, don't make any waves, and if something comes up bad, just deny it. Okay? You want to be a protester? Own it. You want to make people feel uncomfortable? Own it. Then we should confront you face to face, and we'll own it. Don't be a weenie. Like I said, don't hide your face, you little dirtbags. Let me see who you are. Let me see where you are. Yeah, let's talk about this. Oh, no, you don't want to talk about it because you can't argue a radical position because it makes no sense. Okay? At least have the manhood or the femalehood lately. I don't know what you want to call it. Get in and step up. Be your own. Okay? Take your own advice. Stand tall, right? No. But instead, you hide behind your little masks. Why? Because you're chicken. Because you're 100% chicken. Because if you believe the words coming out of your mouth, you'd be the forefront. You would be right in the faces. And I got to tell you, if anybody told the NYPD to stand down when they arrested these people, that's a leadership problem. These cops need to be able to do what they have to do. Take those tents out of there. Listen, Columbia University's private ground. I understand that. But when somebody's being threatened, if a murderer was chasing someone on campus, would the cops stay out? No, they wouldn't. They'd go right after them. But why is this different? People commit crimes, should get arrested, right? No, we arrest people at board meetings. Why? Because they're easy prey. People outside of abortion clinics, they're easy prey. Because if you actually have to confront people who have an ideology that is in opposition to what America stands for, these people need to be eradicated. They need to either be thrown off. And listen, I agree. There were people that said a lot of them are on student visas. You know what? You get arrested on a student visa, you're out of here. You're done. There's no way that I would ever let you into this country. We got enough of our own homegrown criminals. And you know what? If we took some of the hundreds of millions of dollars that went to these foreigners who aren't supposed to be here and put it towards our system of justice, maybe things would change. But we're not thinking that way. Oh, no. We want to bring in 10.5 million new voters. That's what the Democratic Republican or Democrat National Party and the Biden administration are thinking about. That's what they're doing. Because the next step is they're going to make them all citizens. They're now voting local elections already. So what's the real existential threat to America then? You want to know? Should I tell you? The existential threat to the world is the inactions of the imbeciles in charge when faced with terrorist activities. That's an existential threat to America. That will kill people. And if we didn't remember that, just go back and look at 2001, September 11th. Okay? When we they would never be able to do this. We're America. They would never think. Listen, these left-wing Looney Tunes dream and create. We have to be right every time to stop them. They only have to be right once. And instead of focusing, quite frankly, what you think, America divesting itself from producing any carbon whatsoever, let's cut out all our carbon. You know what effect that would have on the world temperature? Guess what? Like 00014 degree or something. It's the most ridiculous thing. And they couldn't tell you. They really couldn't tell you because there's no scientific evidence for it. So you got to be crazier than a road lizard to think that we, if we cut out every carbon atom that we ever put out in America, would change anything in the world. Because without China, without India stopping their carbon output, it's not going to happen. And, of course, we give money now to Africa and South Africa because we're asking them not to develop their nation, so we got to now pay for them. Yeah, well, another $34.6 trillion, just put that on our bill. No problem. What imbecile out there is coming up with these decisions? What useful idiot in America is helping them make these decisions? It just seems to be a boatload of crazy road lizards lately running the things. And, you know, the great thing about being arrested in New York is when you're arrested in New York the other night, they had for, you know, I can't even believe I'm saying it. They're going to expunge the records of the arrest. Oh, that's right. We wouldn't want any culpable conduct to have consequences. You're right. This is the zero culpability concept of the lefty loons. You shouldn't be held responsible for anything you do because it's not your fault. So when you do that, people can do anything. They can do anything stupid, right? Admit defeat, America. You've lost control of the sanity. This is irrefutable. You could sugarcoat it. You know, you could realize that things must change now. Or you could just say, nah, there's nothing wrong. It's an uncontrollable, dangerous terrorist organization, Hamas. And they're now being born in America. And they're now being trained in America. And if you think they're not here, and if you think something's not going to happen, people, you got a pathetic response coming. You know, in this country, we have two things to do. Freedom and the pursuit of happiness. How can you do one without the other? Well, we're funding terrorists. Yeah, that's what we do. We funded Iran, right? So now what happens? Oh, 300 missiles into Israel. Oh, take the win, Biden said. We got all 300. Well, you know what? That's not a win. Joe, maybe in your world, maybe that's why we're in the Middle East now. That's why nobody's using the canal there because they're getting blown up. And we have hundreds of millions of dollars that we're spending right now in the Middle East trying to protect ships that, quite frankly, the carriers are not going to put them through there anymore. And what is that going to do? Oh, that's right. It raises the cost of shipping 200-300%. That's right. You know, the Biden and his blunderbuss. Okay, this is accelerated at 1,000 times. Listen, this country has allowed the festering of these radical ideas for probably 20, 30 years now, if not more. And it's not a complete failure under Biden. It's not his fault completely. But I will tell you one thing. This is a complete and utter failure of the educational system in this country under Biden. And it started, it started way before him. But it was quiet. It was insidious. It was like a seepage, like a sewer seepage. Yet under the Biden and his blunderbuss organization here, all his genius bar, it has accelerated 1,000%, 1,000 times the pace that it was before. So why are we not defunding these universities unless they follow the law? There's a law that says you cannot intimidate and harass and annoy other people, right? Oh, no, that's right. They're Democrats and they're fighting. Now, Biden's calling for a two-state solution, right? Between Israel and Palestine? No. The two-state solution is Michigan and Minnesota. That's his two-state solution. Because if he loses those guys, he's going to lose. But here's the new thing. You got to take a stand, dude. You cannot take this lying down. But instead, these elite universities are just going to do whatever the hell they want because of lack of direction, lack of leadership from not only the universities, but from the top. It starts at the top. Okay? They are now useless tools for terrorists in the university system. That's what's going on right now. And by placating these morons, by placating these little mini terrorists, you're going to grow real terrorists. Okay? If you started revoking admissions and started expelling them, that would be it. Done. Now, there are people out there who are purists who say freedom of speech to say anything you want. I agree to a certain extent. But when you start to threaten other people, that's no longer protected speech. This is an embarrassing time in America. We're showing the world why we are now a pathetic excuse for a country. There is a moral right and wrong here. And the fact that these universities don't recognize that, that's a real serious problem. That's a flaw in our educational system. And that's very sad. There's no context needed for hate speech when you call for the killing and of other students, when you call for killing of Jews. There's no context needed here. And if you think you need context, you need to get out of a leadership position because you're an imbecile. You are an imbecile. You do not deserve to be in a leadership position anywhere near higher education for that matter. Very simple. Protest. Don't get out when you're told to. Stand with a pro-terrorist group like Hamas. Immediately get expelled. Get thrown off the campus. Because you don't do that, guess what? It continues. And that's the problem. The real threat in America is the fact that there is a national party. Terrorists are actual members of the Democratic Party. Think about that for a second. Would you ever think that in America, a bunch of terrorists would be in a major portion of this two, it's basically the Republicans and Democrats. Let's be serious. There's independents, yes. But the Democrats have a large swath of terrorists. And I guess I know what I want to call them, but let's just call them anti-American people. Okay? Do you know what's really, that's what concerns me. That's what really concerns me. That's what's going on in America right now. There's actually radical terrorist organizations taking over the Democratic Party. That, my friends, that's an existential threat. And clearly they acknowledged that they're part of the Democratic Party. In fact, the Democratic Party is pandering to them. A terrorist organization. A terrorist group of people. They're the second largest party, if not the first largest party in the United States of America. And is it true that no one else sees this? No one else sees a problem here? Having a radical ideology in a major party in the United States? An organization of people in your political party. This is the moment of insanity in America is at hand. And we have to deal with this. We have to take America back. And if America is not taken back, America will fall. We have fallen off the world stage, just like Joe Biden falls off a regular stage. We can't find our way out of this with Joe Biden. It's not going to happen. The guy can't find his way off a stage. He reads teleprompter directions telling him to pause. And it's not the first time. It's not a gaffe. The guy is an empty vessel, and that's why they're using him. He's the Trojan horse of modern day. But who's running the country? That's the question we have to ask. Who is currently running the country? Because it's not this guy. This guy can't even pick out what ice cream he wants. He can't even tell you what day it is. But yet he thinks he's so incompetent that he can't be held liable for stealing documents, secret documents, and storing them in his garage. That's how stupid and incompetent he is and how ridiculous this is. But yet the only job this guy can be qualified for is to run this country? Think about that, people. Come on. Yes, it is a choice between senility and insanity, an egomaniac and senility. Yes, that's our choices right now. But if you want to save America, and if we continue on this path, America is done. I tell you that as a fact. I see it here. Not that I could see into the future, but I see what's gone on in the past, and I see what's happening. So what do? We put back in the egomaniac. He's got one term. He's got to straighten this country out, put it back on track. And then, maybe we as Americans can come up with someone who can actually run this country. Like what I would like to call Donald Trump light, without all the baggage, without all the tweets, without all the dumb things that he says. But his policies worked. His policies made America strong and made the world safe and brought everyone together. And you know what? If they got off his back, he would do 1,000% more. And I'm going to tell you right now, don't let America go down in flames with Joe Biden. Don't do it. Vote smart. Okay? And everybody in the minorities, look what he has done to you. He's done it to the entire country, just like he said he wouldn't. Well, going to wrap it up this week. I would like to tell you, have a fantastic weekend, fantastic week. And I want to thank you for listening to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. It's been my pleasure to be with you. Take care.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.